I'm recording on. I am here with Michael Beckwith, and I'm so honored to be with you and meet you in private. And I'd like to ask you some questions.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So, I really have the question is, how does somebody surrender? How does somebody surrender to his true being? How does somebody go past the mind?
Yes. First of all, it's my pleasure now to be with you to share a few pointers, so to speak. First of all, when we deal with surrender, we're talking about yielding to a dimension of our own being that we have not yet tapped into yet, a dimension of our potential that is seeking by means of us to become conscious of itself. So we're never really surrendering to something outside of ourself. We're surrendering to aspects of our own soul, dimensions of our own soul that we haven't come to know yet. And surrender is an infinite process. So one must wake up every single day and say in substance, first of all, I surrender all obstacles. I surrender all obstacles that would prevent my enlightenment. I surrender it all to God. I surrender it all to the universe. And then say to yourself, I surrender my life to God, meaning excellence, meaning our higher mind, meaning the dimension of us that is infinite. So you're beginning to surrender your obstacles to enlightenment, and you're willing to surrender yourself to the next stage of your own evolution. So surrender is not a mental concept. It is a way of living in which you are on a daily basis seeking to discover and activate new territory in your own soul. So you have to live as if you're on an adventure, constantly discovering areas within you that heretofore you don't know about yet. A life of surrender is a life of ecstasy, bliss, and the activation of potential as a way of life. You are never bored.
Wow. One more question, last question. Are you ever afraid?
I can't. That's the call in the background if you hear. That's saying that there's always a call by the Spirit asking us to be more ourselves. At this stage of my development, I may become aware of fear moving through consciousness, but I wouldn't say that I am afraid. I can witness it. But most of the time, there's just a deep enthusiasm and sometimes an intensity when something is trying to be birthed or where there's a project that needs to manifest or something that I'm working on. I wouldn't say that I am afraid. I would say that I sometimes become aware that there's fear there. I'm aware that there's a little bit of nervousness there, but I'm more aware of what's trying to birth itself and using me as a midwife for its full expression. So I think through daily practice of meditation, affirmative prayer, visioning, one begins to be aware that in the backdrop of your life there is always this impulse of life, this impulse calling us to express itself. And every urge that an individual has, every urge that you have, is really the calling of the Spirit to become more itself, and it's totally incomplete until it finds a universal outlet of creativity, beauty, generosity, philanthropy, exploration. Everyone is seeking to become more themselves. And so I say to everyone who is listening, there is something so great within you. It is a light. I see it. It's a luminosity that is beyond your wildest comprehension, beyond your imagination. Wake up every single day saying, I let ecstasy take over my life. I surrender to excellence and release mediocrity, and your life will never be the same.
Thank you so much.
It's my joy.
Yes. Okay, this was Michael Beckwith. 10 July, 10th of July, no, June, I'm going fast in time, 2008.
Let me put my website on there.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Yeah. If you want to go to my website, it is agapelive.com, www.agapelive.com. You can download on your MP3 file a free talk and free music by going to that website and noticing our upcoming events as well. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.